A special time right now to visit with Todd Walking Stick, parent of a senior, now a graduate, class of 2020. Todd, I've run across you at a couple of the events here, the cruise night on Friday, graduation on Sunday, and you provided me with some pictures of Sunday night's lighting at the high school. So we've kind of gone through graduation weekend, and again, as a parent of a senior, how are you feeling that Owatonna and the administration handled graduation for 2020?
I give them an A+. I mean, we got an email from Corey Keith, the principal, May 15th, just, you know, laying everything out. We knew what the game plan was. It's just a matter of, you know, actually living through it. And then it was just smooth. Like, I'll say there's three time slots for pictures, and they were at the foundation building up at the fairgrounds. And with Walking Stick, we were at a third slot, so we were 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So we got on 18th Street side of the fairgrounds and went in, like, two lanes, and then went right into the foundation building, and then he kind of directed us. And, you know, as Jeff Bell said, Mark Octakirk, Lauren Gendron, there's like a few, you know, faculty guys in there and ladies, and they just directed us. And Tatum, my daughter, got out of the car, got her picture taken with the diploma, got back in the car, and we left. And then the next step was 1 o'clock, the parking lot opened at Federated, and that was really organized. We got there, you know, they gave us a ticket we had to have to get in, mm-hmm. the parking pass. And they were really good about directing us where to park, and we actually got second row so we could see the stage, even though, you know, we did listen to radio, but we could also hear the speaker or the people talking on the microphone. So it's a real good win, and then getting out of the lot was really smooth. I was worried about that because I don't know how many cars are there, but it's like a Viking game, a lot of congestion at once, and it's like it went really smooth.
Well, in theory, there were...
It's a pandemic graduation and nobody's ever seen, so, you know, the faculty, Corey Keith, had a plan, but did he really know? No, nobody knew. We didn't know his parents, but, man, did that ever work out good yesterday.
Wow, and Dawn Tuchtenhagen, maybe is her last name. I don't have it right in front of me here, but I know that Corey made a note of thanking her at the end of things on Sunday. And many other people were involved, of course, the people helping traffic control. Owatonna police were on hand just to keep things organized on Sunday regarding the graduation commencement itself. So the plan, as you indicated, Todd, came out about mid-May, and then the execution of it and the timing of it, my gosh, they seem to really, as you've just indicated, they just really, really did have things put together, and timing-wise, it all seemed real good, even though it was in, you know, brand new waters here.
Yeah, and I love talking, as people know, but I talked to several parents, and, you know, I didn't find anybody that was not excited about how yesterday turned out. I mean, of course you want your kid to walk on the stage. I mean, obviously that's, you want your kid to be on the stage and get a diploma. But as we know, we're in that circumstance where we can't do it. So I thought the way Owatonna handled it was just about as good as it's going to get. I mean, hope the 2021 doesn't have to go through this. Mm-hmm. And 2020 is the only one that ever has to do it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, our kids, 337 kids graduated Sunday. And, you know, it's a memory for all of us that we'll never forget just how everything went down.
Sunday night, the lighting at the high school, describe that for us.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were coming to do. I mean, I read the email and said they're going to light the high school. My daughter, the senior, had said she thinks they're going to turn all the lights on in the building. And I mm-hmm. thought, that's kind of boring. And then I thought they'd have, like, rope lights around, you know, the outside of the building, like on the roof. And that wasn't. But we got there, and I don't know how big. It was 2020 set up. The number's 2020 with lighting coming through it. So I don't know how tall they were, 3, 4, 5 feet tall. And then behind it, the Owatonna pillars at the high school were lit up blue. But, man, and it sounds like Eric Itram was in charge of getting all the stuff set up. And kids could, you know, put their faces through the 2 and the 0 and the 2 and the 0 and get their pictures. You could see their faces even though it was dark, so the pictures turned out great. And then walking up to the pillars and doing pictures with your kids, that was so cool. I mean, the whole day, you know, normally at the Four Seasons, as everybody knows, yesterday was 144th class to graduate, but... Mm-hmm. You know, the first 143 were the traditional ones, but, like, you know, I'm doing pictures outside Four Seasons typically on a graduation day. Yesterday, a lot of kids went to the high school after Federated, and I thought that was cool, mm-hmm. down by the pillars, and just, it was really neat. It wasn't mass chaos by any means, so you're, you know, jeopardizing the pandemic, the virus, I thought, kids did a real good job of, keeping separate from each other, even though, I mean, there's groups of kids, but they were like 50 kids in one group. So it was just an unbelievable, I took more pictures than I ever thought I'd take, and it was just memories. I mean, we can never forget this day, and our kids are all, are done.
Back on Friday, graduation weekend itself started off with the cruise in Maine. The Steele County Safe and Drug-Free Coalition was involved in promoting that. I know Corey Catt, the principal, was driving in it for a little while, if not the whole night long, and many, many other people that we all know, but and people who have graduated from Owatonna years ago, in addition to the folks that are part of the class of 2020. So Friday night was a neat kickoff to graduation weekend.
I agree totally. I mean, I've moved here in 1988, and I never cruised the Maine in my life. So I got, you wrote in your article, I did two or three laps, and that was enough just to see what it was like. But I also like socializing, so we parked at Central Park and then walked over and hung with some of our friends and just watched cars. I mean, some really nice old cars.
Mm-hmm.
60, 65, 60, 60 convertibles, and a semi, even cab even got involved, and that was their horn when that went off, man, was... Was that louder?
I missed that. That must have been a little later in the evening, huh?
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. It was the cab, not the semi part of it. And man, he let his horn on about the corner, man. Everybody jumped. It was loud.
Ooh.
Including myself, a heart attack. But it was so cool. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a lot of seniors per se, but it was just a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was cool. I mean, to see it was real. And the weather, obviously, was a huge part of the whole weekend. I mean, yesterday was a little warm, but at least it was not pouring rain or anything else. So it's just nice. And, the speakers for the graduation did an outstanding job. I can't say enough about Mr. Cass and Jeff Elstead and I don't know all the names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss anybody if I did, but kudos to all the people that put all the work into to make our kids' graduation something we will never forget. The kids might move on, but I think the parents are going to be, at least myself, will be dwelling on it for quite a while.
You know, even if the kids right now kind of dismiss the significance of it, I think, they're kids, and they'll certainly, as time goes on, the memories of it are going to, the memories of it are going to be good, the way they were recognized, but which was awesome. It doesn't replace the fact that for the final 2.5 months, they didn't get to see their friends. So that part remains tough, but, doing what you can do and what the administration can do, it certainly seems like a good send-off.
Well, yeah, even decorating the caps or, the cap and gown, they got to decorate the top of their hat. And I don't know when the last time Owatonna did that, but my daughter went to a designing her cap party. So her and her friends got together and designed their caps, and then it was just cool. Everybody did a really good job on the top of their caps.
Well, Todd, it's always fun to talk to you. It's unusual that we talk and don't really get into the realm of sports, but graduation, of course, is the most important thing on everyone's mind here at this point of the year, and then we'll hope some sports get started up here soon, youth and high school in a couple of months, and the pros getting hopefully underway a little later this summer, and NFL and the whole bit. So hopefully we've got you back on here talking sports before too long, Todd.
Oh, for sure, and I appreciate that. That was really important to, the people that don't know anything about yesterday just got a little feel for you and I talking just exactly. It's something that's never happened in high school history for graduations at any school, so we got to live through the Owatonna one, and it was memorable.
And around the area, between Facebook things that I know you have done for Medford and Blooming and NRHEG, Triton, everyone had their own unique way to do things, and each one was special in its own way. So between Facebook things and social media and our website with some reports on the Owatonna graduation, people can get a little bit of a feel for it that way as well. And Todd, it is always a pleasure, and I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Roy. I really appreciate you letting me call in. I thought it was really important to, talk graduation. It was just history, and I'm glad we got to be a part of it.
All right. Todd Walkingstick with me here on AM 1390 KRFO.